Good morning,
Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated but never duplicated Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Don't forget the thes. Our two websites, so check it out. You can see what we're doing, see what we're involved in, and of course, Power Mall, where all the products are, the great things. And thank you so much for your support and purchases and donations. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, here with Uncle Kevin. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Great day in America.
It is a great day in America. A lot of news today.
Oh, lots. I
print out the news, and this is like a thesis report.
Exactly.
Here. Okay. Hopefully, we'll get through more than just one page of news once we get talking on these stories. So we're gonna try to go through these. Well, it's three or four really important ones right now, and so we'll try to go through them really quick. The Moriarty's going to be here. I promised you last week. And they're going to be here. I mean, God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Right.
They're going to be here in about an hour.
They are always interesting.
They're going to talk about Libya, updates about what's going on there, the ceasefire, not ceasefire, what's the story. And also, the reason I really wanted them on, obviously for that's important. But, they talk to people in the Middle East on a regular basis.
They talk to everybody, all the tribes, everybody.
Right, so
they got the skinny.
So they're going to, at least from their perspective, now whether it's true, accurate, obviously it's slanted one way. I mean, every news is slanted one way. The news, everything comes out of my mouth is slanted one way.
That's right.
But it'll be something different and something valid, and certainly they've proven that, the information they get at least should be looked at and is valid to consider. No question.
I'm excited they're coming on.
Absolutely.
They're always good.
Let's get to the news. I spent way too much time watching meetings of the WHO and their...
Is that the World Health Organization?
World Health Organization, about their meeting about vaccines. They had a big conference about vaccine. I can't remember what they called it. But I couldn't even watch. I mean, boy, it's dry. You talk about dry stuff. It's dry.
Nasty.
But there were some... but there were some important things that came out of it.
You did better than I did. I started to watch. I couldn't do it.
I fast forward a little bit, fast forward. Just try to hit key points. I read some articles of people who had conglomerated
right
some stuff.
I cut right to the chase. I didn't monkey with that.
Well, so we're going to get into this. Basically, the head of the WHO vaccine, whatever they're calling themselves, she comes out and all the time with little public service, PSAs, public service announcements, how safe vaccines are and everything's good and just take them.
Yeah.
I can't even pronounce her name. I'm so full of these odd names and about this. I just give you general information. Just trust me on that. It's a woman, and I can't even remember the country she's from. She has a very odd name, whitish hair.
But she's the head of it.
She's the head of it.
Right. That's all you have to remember.
Yeah, there you go.
She's the head of it. You can look her up.
And she, saying how safe these are. So in the meeting, like almost immediately.
Yeah, a couple days later.
The first thing in the
meeting. She gives this announcement, this World Health announcement, how safe they are. 2 days later, they have this meeting, and she's saying just the opposite.
Do they think we're not going to watch these meetings?
Yeah.
Or I mean, that's really, I guess, because it is, who would watch this?
No, it's hard.
I don't know. Okay. In the meeting, a couple key things. One, they question the safety. Two, there's the representative from Nigeria. God bless him. He's up there in his broken English speaking. And he talks about, I have a question. I can't even do his accent.
Yeah.
But if you do one vaccine from one manufacturer and it has adjuvants in it, and then you get another vaccine from a different manufacturer, they use different adjuvants. Is there any research? Shouldn't we be doing research to see if at the adjuvants, is there's cross-contamination or there's any kind of cross-reaction with these two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's good. We should do that. No research.
No research. Zero.
Not zero. I mean, their own board, the WHO, the head board of vaccines for the world, for WHO, is questioning, don't you think we should do a study between, cross of this? Another lady, she spoke very good English. I assume she's from America with her accent, how she talked. She said that the front line of health practitioners are, quote, wobbly. They're wobbly.
Yeah.
meaning they're starting to question.
Starting to question.
They don't know. They want to avoid the topic. They don't know how to answer when people bring things up to them. You know, these dirty anti-vaxxers, when they when they have a question for the doctor doesn't feel comfortable. They can even give them a straight answer.
No, they don't know. They can't give them. They can't give an answer because they don't know.
Because they don't know. The lack of research that they've admitted in this meeting that they're discussing the lack of research.
That's exactly what.
Is huge. This is massive news.
And she was she went on to say. And all these people are coming up saying, why did my children die? Why did my kid die from the vaccines? We don't have an answer for. We don't have an answer for those poor people. Why don't we have an answer?
Good question.
Yeah. We should do more research.
Yeah, we should do more research.
Unbelievable.
This for the, you know about the tenor, I've told you my opinion on this. This is certainly without question, people can have different opinions, obviously they do. This is the most important medical subject in America, is the vaccine issue.
Oh, yeah. Because it's, and around the world.
Probably around. I don't know. You know, probably.
Well, look at all the people dying in Africa from them.
Right.
And all them off countries that they're giving them.
True.
They're using them as test subjects.
Yeah. Right. And it's not because of the medical questions, but all that's part of it. It's because they're forcing it down your throat now. Mm-hmm. At the basic point of a gun, if you don't get this shot, if your children don't get this shot, they can't go to school. If they don't go to school, they're going to be truant.
That's right.
You're going to be
arrested.
You're going to be arrested. You're a negligent parent. Your children are going to be taken from. So basically, at the point of a gun, they're shoving this down you like it's fact, like it's mother's milk.
Yeah.
When the head of WHO and this governing body, they have questions. I mean, they're talking in the scientific language in here.
Right.
I mean, it's confusing, but you can, I mean, even me listening to them can figure out.
There's problems.
Right. Did this lady just question the research?
They
did this guy just question or wonder why there's no research? Did this lady say the doctor, we don't have answers for them? I mean, I can get that much.
Yeah.
We have a link on the story if you want to go watch the meeting.
Yeah, you watch the whole thing. It's very long.
If you have it's real long. I got the whole link to it. It's like a 2-hour meeting. If you have trouble sleeping, then just turn that on. Maybe it'll be so shocking. Maybe it'll wake you up though. I don't know. To go with this, WikiHow. I've never even seen this, but people are catching into this. There's a couple articles I want to make you aware of. And this is the debate on a lot of things. And this is how your mind, the truth, doublespeak, gaslighting, all these. Listen to this article. How to deal with anti-vaxxers, right from the beginning, anti-vaxxers. Now, I had Catherine look. I couldn't remember the lady's name. Her name was Terry Beatty. What if we were wrong? Is the name of the book, where she interviewed the doctor who was most responsible for getting abortions made legal in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. And she talked to him about how they worked with a PR firm, how they're going to present their message. They had 3 or 4 key issues that they had to overcome and how they'd go about it. Why am I bringing this up? Okay. The abortion doctor with the PR firm, they came up with a slogan, pro-choice.
Yeah.
Why did they come up with pro-choice? Because they were going to be pro-choice, and everyone else is anti-abortion.
Correct.
Who isn't for choice? See, just in the word, are you pro-choice? I'm pro-choice. Who isn't pro-choice? So it's a very powerful position to be pro-something, not against something.
Yep.
You don't want to be against things. You want to be for something. That doesn't mean you're not going to resist and have conflict. But if you're for something, at least it's an energetic, powerful mindset. They knew this. The other part, the kryptonite for abortions is what? What would you say the one fact about abortions that is the kryptonite that gets people to question abortions? Nothing?
Nothing.
It would be that it's a life. That is the kryptonite. That baby inside you that you want to abort right now could live right now.
Yeah, it's a kid.
It's a kid, right. That is the kryptonite. That is the ultimate kryptonite. For people, And there's a lot of videos of that. So.
And people are changing. I think it's up to 57% now.
Right. Because they're seeing these videos. Have you seen the video where they don't show you the babies, but they show you a video of people watching the video of the babies as they see the, I can't even watch it. I'm not even watching the video they're watching, and I can't even watch it.
I watched that one. What was it? Scream or whatever it is.
I can't watch it.
I was horrible. I can't horrendous. Watch it. I watched it and it made me sick. And I
okay, so what did the doctor do? This doctor, they had to say, no, it's just, you know, especially medical technology in the 60s. You know, the common person didn't have YouTube change to show that's not true. He said, oh, it's not a baby. It's just a glob of cells until so long. So just in the first trimester, just a glob of cell. It's not even a baby.
Not even.
So that was what they said.
And even when it was in a little form like a person, they still said it wasn't nothing.
Right. There's a picture. I don't know if Catherine got it. Somebody sent it to me. Steve sent it to me. Or no, Sharon. Sharon sent it to me. Steve sent me another email, really a story we're going to talk about. But Sharon sent me a picture. It's a 21-week-old baby. It's this really unique surgery had to be done on the baby because it had a defect. They had to take the womb out of the mother with the baby still in the womb and then operate because if they separated it from the womb, it would die and all this. And the doctor's operating on the baby. The baby reaches its hand through the hole it makes to operate and grabs with this little hand, grabs the doctor's
finger. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
That's 21 weeks old.
Yeah, saw that.
The abortion in the 70s, they said, well, 24 weeks and under, you know, we can abort it. Anyway, so this is what they had to overcome for this idea. Again, it's all about ideology, ladies and gentlemen, your beliefs, your convictions. So they broke. Why am I telling you all this? This is extremely important. They broke down. They said, we're pro-choice. It's not a baby. Then you have sympathy. What about all these teenage girls in back alleys who are going to have coat hangers are going to die? And we don't want them to do that. That's terrible. Right?
Yeah.
That's our thing. Said.
Oh, yeah.
They had all those statistics. All the statistics that they put up, Terry asked this doctor, where'd you get these statistics from? We made them up. He says, we made them up. We just lied about them.
Yeah.
That's where this is. They had to separate the cat. They were really concerned about religious people, but specifically Catholics. The Catholic Women's League and all those, they way anti-abortion. They had a specific strategy how they were going to separate the Catholic women from the body of Catholics. That thinking or believing about abortion one way or another about is different than your religion. And that they said, well, it's about choice. They separate. They strategized this whole thing.
Yep.
And to get people to do this and to finally give in to abortion, they pushed it, whatever. Why is this important? Listen to this article. How to deal with anti-vaxxers. Right from the beginning, anti-vaxxer, quote unquote, says, right, is a slang term for people who oppose vaccinations. You know, not for medical choice, not for medical liberty, not for consent, informed consent. They oppose.
Right, exactly.
They're against people.
Mm-hmm.
They're opposers.
Mm, yep.
It can be upsetting to encounter an anti-vaxxer. That's what it says. Especially if you are afraid they're hurting other people. You know, giving life to their belief that, oh, these anti-vaxxers are hurting people. Getting angry or starting an intellectual debate is unlikely to work. Yeah, because you don't have any logic or intellect on the side.
Or
facts on the side. Even if you are right. You know, again, trying to confirm you're right.
You ain't right.
Here's how to handle an anti-vaxxer.
On WikiLeaks?
WikiHow.com.
WikiHow.
Method number one, understanding anti-vaxxers. Recognize that some vaccine hesitant people are just scared or confused. They're just confused. You know, they're like your elderly grandma
right.
who can't get to the mailbox anymore, but she thinks she can.
Right.
You know, that's kind of the tone that they're taking here.
Yeah.
You could say, I know that there's a lot of conflicting information, including some really scary stuff that can make it hard to know what's real and how to keep your children safe. Keep in mind, many anti-vaxxers they're just concerned, misinformed parents. Misinformed. You see the position they already take? They come across like it's fact.
Right.
And they present it like it's fact. And these people are anti-vaxxers. And all of this is psychologically outlined and planned
That's
so they know what they're doing.
Psychological warfare.
ask if they'd like to learn more about vaccines. That's another way. Would you like to learn more? And then they present the information. If they do want to learn, help them find reliable sources. Where's that?
Where is it?
CDC?
There is none.
Where's that? CDC? Yeah. The Merck website?
Yeah.
Such as peer-reviewed journals. Give them time to read and reflect. If they do read peer-reviewed research, they might like to talk about it with you.
Peer reviews, they don't get their money unless they vote the same way.
That's the peer.
Yeah.
Exactly. Some anti-vaxxers, there you go, that word again, are less open-minded than others. Yeah, I'm not very open-minded.
Me neither. I've already made it up. And I'm against it.
I'm against it. Recognize that many anti-vaxxers are often concerned with the ideals of purity and freedom. You know, seen that? See how they know? Do you understand how powerful this, just this first part of this article? I've told you, know all the different points about vaccines. Sherry Tenpenny's come on.
Yeah.
Purity, freedom. We want freedom. We want purity in vaccines. We want informed. We want logic. We want research, right? All those things. What Sherry Tenpenny comes on. What's the very first thing in this article that they address with everyone and try to twist and use to their position? Everyone. Do you think this is an accident?
Nope. Nope.
I promise you, the person, somebody who was involved with this article has a high level of education and study on gaslighting and misinformation and brainwashing. And
might even be somebody from the CIA.
Yeah, CIA. Or Merck is hiring somebody from the CIA to help write. They know what they're doing. Purity. Discuss how vaccines harness. See, they won't even talk about the ingredients. See, they're turning this. Purity.
There's no purity in
discuss vaccine. How vaccines harness a child's natural immune system. So let's get down to pure. Show how disgusting and awful vaccine-preventable diseases can be. Do you see how they're twisting this and taking the position? So this is the battle, ladies and gentlemen. This is the battle. This is the battle. This is how they do things.
And it's fallen apart.
And it is.
It's fallen apart.
So sociological research has come to the conclusion, if you get a certain percentage of the population, you get up to 10%, they're convicted, they're willing to proselyte, and immune to resistance. Those three things. And this is going to be important to what we're doing as we talk about going forward and use solutions. And there is no other solution. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no other solution. We're working with a lot of people and we're going to present something to you. And you're going to have to be convicted, willing to proselyte, and immune to resistance.
Yep.
And if you're not, just sit on your couch and go home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I don't want to be mean. But that's another story. That's another topic, and we'll get to that, about this country. But about this, about vaccines specifically. Okay, there's been so many parents who have children who are damaged that you can't. They may not be willing to proselyte at this point because they've been shamed into the position, or the doctor tells them that's impossible, but they're convicted and they're immune to resistance.
Yep.
You cannot. I got several friends and you have to, and what I found, you have to be friends with them before they'll tell you. You got to be pretty good friends before they'll tell you what really went on for a lot of these people. There is no way on God's green earth you or anybody other than God himself is going to be able to tell these people that the vaccines didn't ruin their child's life or put it in a hamper.
They were there. They saw the whole thing.
Saw
it. Second by second, minute by minute.
So it doesn't matter how many of these little mind control articles that they come up with. They won't change their mind.
They won't change their mind one bit.
They know that. So then the race is to try to get everybody else and try to keep them in a box and try to keep this thing from exploding. What is the antidote? I've just told you. Convicted, immune to resistance, and willing to proselyte.
Right.
I had a discussion with Sherry Tenpenny. For years, this has been building, and it looks like progress hasn't been made. We're seeing just more draconian vaccine, quote-unquote, laws coming down. We're seeing more pressure by governments. And you think, oh, nothing's being done. And she made the comment, the dam's about to break.
Yeah, I believe so.
Because we're about to reach that tipping point where a certain percentage gets to that point, and then it's, forget it.
Forget about it. Too many people have been damaged.
Forget it.
Too many people, just about everybody knows somebody whose kids have been damaged with it, whether they agree with it or not, that the vaccines caused it. All of a sudden, oh, Jimmy down the road, he's got autism. Sherry up the street, she's got autism too. Well, what's causing it?
Well, there are people who are not vaccinated who do have autism.
True.
There are there are people, and that's one of the arguments they make here. If vaccines cause autism and most people in the Western world are vaccinated, then why are about 98% of the people non-autistic? You know, that's, see, they're trying to use they're not a direct correlation question. They don't bring anything up about asthma, about allergies, about all these things that Dr. Tom Cowan goes into detail about. So this is the things that are being thrown at you. You got to be ready to see, this is why debate, you got to be immune to resistance. You got to be ready to proselyte.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. Somebody brings up something, you know, I'd never get a vaccine with the way it
That's
is
right.
or whatever. You want this to change. If all vaccines are bad, then why do millions of people get yearly flu vaccines without problems? How do you know?
A lot of people have a lot of problems.
If vaccines are unsafe, then why are they recommended for babies and the elderly? Oh, so see the supposition. The supposition is whoever recommends them, see, it's, again, it's playing on their confidence. You are confident in the CDC, right? You are confident in your doctor, right?
Nope.
Right, but see, that's what they're playing on to these people. Yeah, that makes sense. Point out that vaccines are safer than the diseases they prevent. You mean measles? They talk about measles.
When's the last time measles killed anybody?
In America, it's been like 5 years. Yeah. There's been one or two people in 4 or 5 years.
And you're gonna take a risk that the vaccine's gonna give your kid autism for one person out of millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people?
We talk about measles all the time, or they talk about measles all the time. How many times have we said this on the show? I'm stunned by it. Your mother, my grandmother, dragged you and my mother down to the neighbor kid who had measles, and y'all got measles.
With the rest of the kids in the neighborhood, we all watched TV together, and a couple days later, just about everybody had the measles.
Boom.
Bam. And my mother warned me. Mom, why do I have to get the measles? She said, because if you get measles when you're older, you're going to have major problems. They knew that back when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's in the 50s.
Yeah. And doctors will still tell you that. If you don't get it when you're small, you get it when you're old, you're going to have major problems.
Well, Dr. Tom Cowan talks about Sherry Tenpenny. It's a rite of passage disease where it actually develops your immune system.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, there's more things in this article. And then there's another article they do. How to get a vaccine without your parents knowing.
I saw that. Yeah.
How do you like that?
I don't like it.
Stay tuned. We're going to buzz through the news on the other half hour, and then the Moriarty's coming up.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End Is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Welcome. Please, sorry about that. Welcome back. I didn't do my jogging this morning. So I've been jogging this morning to get my blood flowing.
You look a little slimmer. I have to tell you.
Well, thank you. I don't know where to go with that, but I got, you know, I've been too sedentary. Being a radio show host is not ideal.
That's a perfect thing for you, too.
Anyway, the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. This is how we're supported. This is where we get the fuel to put in the truck to drive down this engine. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that we're doing, all that we will do. And we will do something I believe really important really soon to be involved in something, and we're going to need you. And so, and you know, just like everybody need, I hate that word need, but money is going to be a driving force in what
Absolutely.
We're doing. And, so thank you for your purchases and donations. We have, the detox clay powder, of course, the bentonite clay, REM sleep. We now have a whole new, shipment of REM sleep in.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And that REM sleep, yeah, it's helping a
makes
lot of
you
people.
Dream. Oh man, it gives you good dreams.
International Health, super silver. We got that, the 40 parts per million. We still have a flash sale. Well, it's not flash sale, but we do have a little bit of, nobody wants potassium apparently, that grown by nature potassium. If you got cramps
the liquids?
No. The pills. If you got cramps in your legs, or you an athlete, or your grandson's in sports or whatever, you need this potassium.
Wait a minute, I'll tell you a story. restless sleep. Anybody who's got restless sleep, what is that, kicking, you know?
Yeah, restless legs.
Restless legs. Take that potassium. That worked wonders on my wife. She used to kick me so hard in the middle of the night and stuff like that, wake me up and all that. And then I got that potassium. It
calmed her right down.
Amazing stuff.
Of course, Strauss Heart Drops, always the cinnamon flavor we have, and Super Silver Accessory Kit, and all the other great, you know, the great products. I'll go into a little more detail next hour, but check it out at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Teeth, toothpaste, and mouthwash, and all these things you need. We don't get checks from George Soros, so buy from the good guys, will you? Don't buy from Amazon. Buy from us. It'd be great. Thank you very, very much. And 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829.
Well, I got a little tidbit for you, Dan.
All right, let's hear your tidbit.
Hang on to your hat. This might blow the top of your head off.
Well, when you say some random tidbit, I'm immediately.
You're already on edge.
Yeah.
Have you heard in California, eighth graders are now taught how to This is in the sex education class.
Well, tell our parents. Tell the family. You got to tell them earmuffs. The children. We're a family show.
Right.
So you may want to look. Go ahead. You know, this isn't. Anyway, go ahead. You may want
to. How to slice the veins and slice the veins of other people and drink their blood. That is taught.
What are you talking about?
Vampire.
Where did you get that from?
A reliable source.
Who? What class is teaching that?
Eighth grade sex education in California.
Sex education?
Mm-hmm.
See, now you got me. I got to go. Hold on. I got to go. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
Sorry, lady. I should do it. This is, I mean, they're already. If you
they're need, out of control.
If you needed a. This is California?
California.
Let's go ahead and go to a caller for a second. We got a couple of callers while I look this up. You're going to make me look this up. Let's get to. Who we got? Dave and Murr? Is that what we got? Todd? All right, let's go, Murr. Ladies first. Murr, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Murr?
Oh, thank you. I don't want to be too persistent here, but when you're talking about vaccines, vaclib.org, it's a powerhouse of information, people. Ingrid Castro.
What's it called?
And her group.
Yeah, spell
vaclib,
it.
vaclib.org, and it's vaccination liberation, but vaclib, vaclib.org. And it's really packed. But the easiest thing to do when you get in there is go to searches, and then you'll see the word index search. So, and it has everything by word there. So, you know, if you're in doubt and you want to get there quick. But once you get familiar with the site, you'll see. And Dr. Tenpenny, I think, is pretty familiar with this, too, because they know each other.
I'm trying to look up this story he's talking about veins and at school.
Please. You know, I was hoping I would come here and not find something awful about children.
it is awesome.
Well, you can't look, ladies and gentlemen, I've told you 100 times my feelings. Really, one of the most powerful things you want to change the world, get your children out of
school.
Government school.
Absolutely.
You want to change the world, change your child or your grandchild's life. Anyway, thank you, Murr. Any last comment?
Yeah, now they're saying, you know, hide your pregnancy. This is what we have to do. Families have to go feral.
Yeah, right. Those people got to get out of town.
Yeah,
That's what I say.
I'm going to ride my sofa now. I don't have a motorized one, but.
Well, Murr, be happy. This is, you know, this information, I hope it doesn't depress you. It should empower you to see.
No.
We're working on, ladies and gentlemen, I promise.
We need a lot of support.
We're going to need your support. We're going to, go ahead.
Yeah, one other thing. On Republic Broadcasting on the weeknights, 9 o'clock Central, there's a show, V, and his co-host is Kyler Davenport, real name Phil Anderton. And it's just so much darker, you know. I mean, my research showed that too, and we were comparing some notes. But he's saying, you know, it's so bad that the ones that are trying to uproot it have to go in there and be just as bad just to get anything done. It's horrible. And this is worldwide, you know. Every country has a deep state. I wouldn't be surprised if Soleimani was involved in some, you know.
He was into everything.
Knows. I gotta run really quick.
Okay,
I gotta get
you.
Dave,
bye-bye.
And then I gotta go to news. Thank you so much for calling. I got a ton of news and gotta get through some of this. Dave in New York, just quickly, what's on your mind, my friend? You're live on the air.
I assume it has to be national, but I saw the world's smartest woman on TV ads this weekend.
Yeah.
Her name is Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh.
And she's.
Oh, you got a chuckle, you know, out of both of us. Great joke.
She is so smart. Remember now, the pig man, Harvey Pickstein, okay? She and Oprah are in, you know, photographs with that slob, okay?
But now, oh, I know. Sudden, you know. They're all connected.
Now, all of a sudden, you know, you're going to be wearing your Google goggles and take you into another realm, and that's going to make you more intelligent by being brainwashed, you know, by
I'm not.
Your Google goggles.
You know, I won't.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, one thing I want to shout out for the Moriartys. And one time when they were on, and you know, in the early beginning of it all, they were with a gentleman, you know, there were eight people over there, you know, in Libya. They were part of the eight or whatever. And one of them was a guy from Texas that wanted to be a gun runner over there. And he had a bag phone or a satellite phone. And that's how they got to communicate with people or whatever. Because that guy, you know, didn't have to use a cell phone. He had one of those actual ones that goes to the satellite. And that was a very interesting program about that point in time. Because, you know, I've never been able to get a hold of a copy of that CD. And I don't remember, you know, it was one of the first.
So what do you want me to bring up about the tell me again, the satellite? So
satellite
you want me to
phone.
Ask them specifically, the satellite phone, that's how they.
Phone. Yeah, instead, was it on the regular communications?
Yeah, that was. You know, that was very interesting. They saw melted gold and all sorts of stuff, you know, in that journey on that particular, you know, CD, you know.
Okay, I'll ask them about
it. I wish the best for them, and I wish the best for them, and I don't doubt anything they say. I'll see you later. Thank you.
All right, thank you. God bless. They came back to the news. Pertussis vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Whooping cough, what have you.
Yeah.
The latest from Children's Defense Fund. So there are actually some peer-reviewed science. This study showed that pertussis vaccine has now failed. Studies show that by 5 years after completion of the vaccine series, children were up to 15 times more likely to acquire whooping cough compared to the first year after the series, even more so than unvaccinated. You saw the story in Texas of the school closed down, 100% vaccination rate. The whole school closed down because of a whooping cough epidemic.
Right. Everybody was vaccinated.
Remember that article?
And everybody got it, or almost everybody.
You remember the article, or this article we just read at the beginning of the show about logic and about peer review research?
Throw it out the window.
Yeah.
And that's not counting all the allergies they get from these things.
French transport strike moves into 40th day despite government compromise on pensions. So the government's starting to throw bones to these people.
They are.
This is a 40th. You don't hear about this in America
very
much. This has been going on for a long time. But in America, we're just getting along, you know.
To get along.
Everything's just hunky-dory here, apparently. But in France, and so they've thrown bones to people. No,
we ain't taking
that's not enough. Macron abandons plan to raise retirement age as rock-throwing protesters get tear-gassed. So now they want...
Yeah, they have over 42 different pension funds. They want to combine them into one and make them work longer.
Has scrapped plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. As tens of thousands of anti-government activists... Many donning the yellow vest returned to the streets of Paris over the weekend to protest proposed pension reforms. What are they going to do? We are on the cusp, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like Murr was, you know, she didn't want to hear sad things and all these sad whatever and things. I am telling you, this is polarizing. It's getting polarized, one extreme or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunity is here.
Right here, in front of us.
Luciferians want order out of chaos. They want their order.
Yeah, we're
but out
get
of
our
chaos
order.
Is our order is liberty.
Yeah,
and liberty is going to come out of all this upset and all this discontent.
I believe liberty is coming out of all this mess.
Report: Trump killed Soleimani to appease pro-Israel GOP war hawks important to impeachment trial. A lot of people are saying this. Information Liberation, a very good source. They're saying this.
There was a guy on Fox last night saying that most of those IEDs that were blowing or killing Americans was made by that Soleimani guy. So I don't know
what to believe. Now the Moriartys are going to get on here and tell a different story.
I'm waiting with bated breath here.
Daniel Estlin get on and told a different story than what we're being told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He told us things off air we can't even say on the air.
That's
I mean,
correct.
You talk about, you know. We don't say everything here, ladies and gentlemen, because we
can't.
We can't.
Can't do
we
it.
Like to be broadcast.
Yeah.
I mean, you thought we were getting attacks before. I mean,
oh,
let us say
God.
Some of these things.
Lord, that's why I carry a gun.
But from Salon, Trump privately in the Salon, you know, the Bastion of Truth Salon.
Truth, yeah.
Tongue in cheek. Trump privately admits he killed Soleimani under pressure from upcoming impeachment trial report. That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't, just looking at things, my logic says that makes sense. I wouldn't doubt that. Now, that, does that mean it's true or not? I have no idea. Again, my first inclination is to disbelieve.
Disbelieve. If it's in the news.
Trump, after the strike, told associates he was under pressure to deal with General Soleimani from GOP senators who viewed this as important support. As he views as important supporters in his coming impeachment trial in the Senate. So whether he killed somebody or not was whether they're going to support him in the impeachment trial. If as long as he goes forward with dealing with Iran the way these war hawks want, then there'd be no problem. Is that why Pelosi's been holding these articles of impeachment, just holding this over Trump's head like a weight?
I tend not to believe that because the touts over in England have Trump 50-1 to win his third presidency, not his second presidency. His third presidency, he's 50-1 to win.
That's scary.
Yeah. So, do I believe that story? Probably not.
Guy, mm-hmm. He was interviewed by CNN's Tapper.
Oh, yeah. Jake Tapper.
Yeah. On the killing of Soleimani, quote, "I'd rather have this discussion today than having flag-draped coffins come home." They always go to the most dramatic,
Scary. Mothers.
Just like the anti-vax, weeping, right? Yeah. The anti-vax. Oh, would you want a vaccine or do you want your child to die of measles? Do you?
Yeah.
You know, it's the same kind of thing.
Trump
authorized Soleimani's killing 7 months ago with conditions, out of NBC. That this isn't new. We had conditions. What were the conditions? What in this article? What are the conditions? Do they not say this?
They don't tell you too much in those articles.
They said there was conditions.
Well, what are they?
I don't know. Anyway, we got to move on.
Move on.
Maybe you can look it up. I don't have the whole article. I just have a piece of it. No. But that's, I mean, wouldn't that be the first, I mean, the first part of this article? Wouldn't that be in the second line, right at the top?
So it must not be that important to put it in.
Yeah, the condition was you provide some proof.
Yeah.
You provide proof that this guy really did this. Yeah.
So it ain't in there.
It's taken 7 months for him to make up. Yeah, so he took it out. Iran protests over downed Ukrainian plane turned violent. Protests. Am I having trouble reading, or are these things just hard to read?
They are hard to read, yeah. They are hard to read.
You know the Ukrainian, let me summarize it. The Ukrainian plane that went down? See, talking to Daniel Estlin, you'll never hear this. The plane was full of PhDs from Canada. They were going there to do something. What in the world were they going to do?
What in the world were all of them in the same place at one time?
Right. Is that, so that's just a coincidence that they were
wiped out?
That sounds
a little bit fishy.
Yeah, it sounds like they should be buying lottery tickets.
Yep.
You got a better chance of lottery tickets. Mm-hmm. Anti-government protests turned violent in Iran over the weekend as security forces opened fire on demonstrators. Okay, the big question, I'll ask that the Moriartys, are these real demonstrations? Are these CIA color-inspired color revolutions,
yeah.
You know, kind of thing? It begins. Virginia Democrats ban guns in the state capitol. Legislatures are exempt. So the legislatures can carry a gun in the capitol, but not regular people.
Yeah.
They voted to ban guns in both the state capitol building and legislative offices Friday.
Well, millions of people should march in there holding their guns and say, take them away.
I don't, how does that stand? You know, a government public building like that? I mean, the only public building is the mail.
Right.
You know, see, even that into the post office. Even that, I can't, you know, there's tons of places in America, these state houses. It's a public building. The Second Amendment really applies. It's not a private building. Now, if you come into my house, I can tell you.
Exactly.
You keep your guns out of my house.
Yes.
But when it's the public, you can't tell.
You can't tell them.
Because the Second Amendment restricts the government from restricting our freedom,
absolutely,
our liberty. DHS hails completion of 100th mile of new border wall.
Oh, okay.
Good. 100 miles. That's like a drop in the bucket.
We would have had it done, me and you.
Oh, this has been done three times over.
Yeah,
Can you imagine? We could have doubled it. We could have had two rows, then we could have
done it again.
Space, and then do it again.
For probably under $1 billion.
I haven't thought. It's only 2,200 miles.
Yeah.
Right?
Trump,
isn't that what the border
is? If you're listening, we'll take care of it.
Isn't that what the border is? About 2,200 miles?
2,200.
Pelosi brags that Trump is, quote, impeached for life now, regardless of the Senate trial outcome.
Well,
why isn't she handed over the articles of impeachment? Again, see, that adds credence to them holding us over Trump to kind of get him to do what they
want. Supposedly they're going to do it this week. I'll believe it when I see it, you know?
Well, why have they waited?
I thought they were going to use it as a weapon, you know, coming up in the...
This is becoming a weapon.
Well, in the upcoming election.
So drag
know,
it all
hold it back,
way.
Drag it, hold it. You know, oh, he's impeached. You know, it's not working.
Report reveals lone FBI source of Trump conspiracy evidence came in bogus dossier. So the report is coming out now. This is exactly what we suspected. The long FBI probe into a purported Russian election collusion was absent of any direct conspiracy evidence. And this goes in total contradiction to what they told us.
Adam Schiff was
telling us.
Yep. Total contradiction.
All that time ago.
Yep.
And it all came from a made-up dossier from an agent, from an operator that the...
I am so looking forward to see Adam Schiff hauled out of there in shackles.
Is this a funeral or a rally? Top Democratic candidate Joe Biden can't fill a living room in Iowa.
It's unbelievable.
But he's supposed to beat Trump.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying the polls, he would beat Trump in a...
Yeah, at his rally, they push everybody together and bring the camera in real close so they show this, the 12
John
people.
Kerry
the
came
12,
to...
Yeah, the 12
John
people.
Kerry was there to speak at this. John Kerry.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden was going to come speak at this.
Yeah.
And they literally, ladies and gentlemen, you could fit more people in your living room right now.
That's exactly right.
Unless you lived in the New York apartment.
And he's beating Trump in the...
Yeah. Right.
So I take the touts in England over
Crime in Virginia is falling. Governor focuses on making you a felon. So crime in Virginia, I don't know if you knew this, ladies and gentlemen, violent crime is going down dramatically. When you got Baltimore, you know, Baltimore butts up, Maryland butts up to Virginia. In Virginia, violent crime is going down dramatically.
Is that because they're not counting it anymore?
No, because they really are.
Oh, they're doing something about it?
No, it really is going down. People are having guns. People in the country.
Oh,
violent crimes in Virginia is going down.
All right.
Like dramatic. Like, okay, firearm-related homicides specifically fell 14%. That's a huge...
It is.
I think this is over a two-year span. Murder rate fell 17%.
Yep.
That's a big down. These things are going down.
Our founder said a armed... populace is a polite populace.
Armed society is a polite society. That was a saying. Senator Cory Booker suspends presidential campaign.
Good.
Who cares?
He was useless.
Who's...
Newark's a rat hole.
Newark is a rat hole.
You ever been there? Oh,
yeah, it's a rat hole. Who signs up to fight? Makeup of U.S. recruits shows glaring disparity. Here's a pretty interesting but disturbing. They're talking about recruits going into the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them now are from the same counties, the family. It's kind of become a generational thing. They're not getting any new recruits. They're not getting even distribution throughout the country. You know, military families.
What are they doing? Getting foreigners to?
It doesn't say that in this article.
No.
But basically.
Well, that's what they were doing a while back. If you join the Army for 4 years or 8 years or something, you're a citizen. They were giving them a little carrot, sticking the carrot.
It's a pretty interesting, I don't have time to go into it, but it's a pretty interesting article about the makeup of military, and then bring up the point, let me paraphrase, these endless wars are discouraging volunteerism. You think?
I don't want to fight for no corporation.
Right. A widening military-civilian divide increasingly impacts our ability to effectively recruit and sustain the force. The disconnect is characterized by misperceptions, a lack of knowledge, inability to identify with those who serve. And misperceptions. What misperception?
That vaccines are safe.
Yeah.
All those vaccines you got to get when you go in the Army.
I've talked about the people going out of the tent, keeling over and dying. Right. Trump suggests he'd invoke executive privilege to block Bolton testimony.
He should. Separation of powers.
Absolutely, he should.
You can't have these monkeys pushing around.
We would be fine. We have no problem with Bolton testifying other than one thing. You can't be in the White House as president, future. I'm talking about future. Any future presidents have a security advisor, anybody having to do with security and legal and other things, especially. Talking. He's 100% right.
Yeah.
You got to be able to talk freely and not think that, oh, if I said something offhand or even, joking, who knows how they're going to take it. I can't he has to be able to talk freely.
Absolutely.
With a security counsel.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like talking to a lawyer. I mean, yeah.
Private.
Refugees will no longer be allowed to resettle in Texas, Governor Abbott.
I love Abbott. Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of town.
Do not pass go.
Yep, you ain't getting none of our welfare, you know?
Trump's absurd claim that the real unemployment rate is 42%. Steve sent me this story from Washington Post. Donald Trump in an interview with Time Magazine. This is from summer 2015. In his presidential announcement speech, real estate developer Donald Trump said the real unemployment rate was 18 to 20%, which earned him a false from PolitiFact. Actually, shadow stats from John Williams and many, many places, if you do unemployment the way it used to be done, it is 18 to 20%.
Right. They changed it. More. Yeah, they changed it. I think in Obama or maybe Bush's era, I forget which one, but they changed it. So now it's almost full employment. What?
Well, yeah, everybody's got a job. It's the best ever.
It's the best employment ever. If you run out of your unemployment and then you can't get a job, they take you off the rolls.
Yeah, basically. So, U.S. bans charter flights to Cuba in an effort to squeeze the country's economy, but says that some flights will be allowed. Okay. L.A. mayor asked Trump administration for aid on homeless. Two sides talking.
Give it to them.
What kind of aid?
Don't give it to
them. What does
that mean,
aid? They expect the federal government, our tax money, whatever, our resources to go to cities that can't clean the feces off the sidewalk.
And plus they get them.
How much money do you need to clean feces off the sidewalk?
Yep.
You can't do that. So more money is going to somehow solve this?
No. Supposedly they get $40,000 per person from the federal government already.
California Water, here you go, bingo. California Water infected with increasing fecal bacteria as Democrats allow homeless crisis.
I wonder how that happened.
Pickering Nuclear Generating Station emergency alert issued in error. Okay, province of Ontario, Canada, has issued an emergency bulletin about the nuclear plant there. Now say, well, nothing to see, it was an accident.
No.
You believe that?
No.
I don't either. Stay tuned. Moriarty's on the other side. More stories on
PowerHour.com. Think wind generator up in Canada.
Yes. ThePowerHour.com. Volcanoes are going all over the earth right now.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll be back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.